Sometimes women today read what the Bible says and says, you're all sons of God, and they feel like, well, that's kind of gender insensitive. Why should we go back to a period of time in which the sons had all the power and the daughters had none? They got the status, we didn't. Why should we go back into this moment in time, this cultural time of patriarchy, and take a term from that time and use it today? I'll tell you why we should do it. I'll tell you why I'm going to do it. Because it's subversive. Do you know why? When Paul says to a group of Christians, men and women, in God's family, he says, everyone is a son. You could have put, I'm sure the women that first heard these words, we could have just knocked them right off their little seat onto the floor. In God's family, you're all sons, you're all heirs. This is God's way of looking at women and saying, I love you just as much, I honor you just as much. If you're a believer in me through Jesus Christ, you have as much love, you have as much honor. In the future, when the new heavens and new earth come, you're going to inherit along with the men, your heirs. So you see, women, you shouldn't chafe when the Bible calls you sons of God any more than the men ought to squirm when they're called brides of Christ. Because you see, or any more than you should be insulted when the Bible says you're all stupid sheep. Because every biblical metaphor tells you something about God's grace to you that no other metaphor does, and therefore you've got to hold on to all of them. You've got to inhabit all of them.